Dusty Donis on Katy Country 94 Sports with junior defensive back DJ Reed from the K-State football team. DJ, thanks for taking some time here. Good to see you out at Catbackers. What's your favorite part of going around to these Catbacker events?
This is honestly my first one, so I'm just trying to see what it is and see what it's about, but it seems pretty cool so far.
Give me a little bit about your first season at K-State last year. Came in as a transfer from JUCO and got things going pretty good early and became one of the best defensive backs if you look at it in the Big 12. What were some of the things that led to your success last year?
Just hard work, basically what the program's about. Just, you know, coming in, not really talking much and just putting my head down and just grinding and just earning my spot, really. So I just took that, you know, that mindset throughout the whole season. Stayed with Jordan Willis and just watched what he did and just took care of my body, watched, you know, tons of film. Just did, like, the little things to separate myself.
What's the difference from JUCO to taking on these Big 12 receivers that you saw?
It's a big difference. Just with every team I played this year, you know, somebody was good on every team, even Kansas. So JUCO, you know, you have, you know, weeks where the receiver you're facing is just, you know, point blank period, just not as good as you, just not athletic as you. But, you know, in the Big 12, every receiver is good, so you got to, you know, watch a lot of film. So that would be the difference, film.
Coach Snyder said you had one of the best breaks he's ever seen on an interception against Mahomes and Texas Tech. Tell me about the quarterbacks, too. Like, what do you see from this league and the quarterbacks that are playing in it?
Yeah, shout out to Patrick Mahomes getting drafted to the Chiefs. That was a good pickup for him. But he was a phenomenal player. That was the best quarterback I played. And, you know, they were picking on me at first. So I was in a cover two, and I just told myself I'm going to be very aggressive. And that's what I did to make that play.
I talked to Dalton about this, too. Unfortunately, there's been some off-the-field stuff going on with the football program with Corey Sutton's transfer, but how much of a distraction is it for you?
Personally, for me, it wasn't a big distraction. I'm just focused on me. You know, that was Corey Sutton's deal, and that was Coach Snyder's deal. I wasn't, you know, trying to get involved in all that, but Corey should not have said what he said, though, you know, to be quite honest. That's how he felt. Obviously, he tweeted it, but I felt like he could handle that in a more respectful way, just my personal opinion.
And we're talking with K-State defensive back DJ Reed. 2017 coming up. How good do you think this team can be?
We could be really good. And I mean, as far as winning the Big 12, even going to the CFB playoffs, doing the national championship, that's how I feel in my heart. Like, I know for a fact we could do those things, but we got to put the work in right now. We got a lot of recruits that came in today, so we're going to, you know, get them on board. My boy Eli, the safety, he comes on the 29th, so we have to get him on board also. Sky's the limit for us.
What are you doing right now? You talk about that work you got to put in. What's the process right now?
Just putting my head down, going to work, just grinding, listening to Coach Dawson, our strength coach. We're with him most of the time, so I'm just trying to get better, and I'm getting better in the weight room. And as far as running, conditioning, just putting in the work.
DJ Reed, defensive back from K-State. DJ, thanks for the time and best of luck this coming season.
Thank you. God bless you.